So one of the things that's been talked about a lot, and you look at the inequities in educational opportunities, performances, certainly here in the state, and you look at numbers of ways to address it, and usually the answer is more money, more money, more money, more money. Well, okay, there is that. But one of the things that's been played around with has always been the issue of school choice. Anyway, a study has been done, and we are joined by Dr. Lewis Andrews, who's with the Yankee Institute, a free market think tank, and he is here for a few minutes. A recent school choice is one option, but I think this actually, good morning, Dr. Andrews, great to have you on.
Good morning, Ray.
So this goes beyond school. Well, it is school choice in a sense, but it's a little different. How does this work?
Well, this is called an education savings account, and it's been used in about six states now. Started in Arizona, and it's used in, it's now law in Nevada, Mississippi, Florida, North Carolina. And what it is, it's a little like a school choice, but instead of getting a voucher or a scholarship to send your child to a private school,
right,
it sets up an account at a state-approved institution that you can spend the money on a variety of alternatives. So, for example, online charter schools. If you have a child with special needs, and that was the big concern of the judge in the recent case where the judge said to the state of Connecticut, you know, you have to do something particularly for kids with learning disabilities. So you have six states where if parents are not happy with the local public school, they get a education savings account worth about 90% of the per pupil in the local public school. And what we decided to do at the Yankee Institute was to see how much money that would generate in the state of Connecticut, what the savings would be to the states and the towns if you had a program, for example, where let's say 10% of the kids in Connecticut got an education savings account worth about $10,000, which in Connecticut can buy you a pretty nice parochial school education from kindergarten, say, through the eighth grade. And we looked at what the savings would be to the state, and if you had 10% getting $10,000, the state would save about $400 billion a year, the state and the town combined.
Right.
And interestingly, that's almost exactly what Governor Malloy wanted to raise from the towns to cover the underfunding of the teacher pensions.
I need to interrupt here because it's kind of a short hole here. Dr. Andrews, first of all, the $10,000, is that like a grant or is that something that the parents themselves would have to come up with?
No, that would be the money that, instead of going to local public school, it would be the money that you would have access to in a state-managed, not managed, but a state-run account. Mm-hmm. And you could use that money. The parents could decide where they wanted to spend the money. Do they want to do an online charter school? Do they want to do a parochial school? If they have a kid with special needs, do they want to do a certain kind of a program?
Sure.
So the parents spend the money, but the state makes sure that it's an approved program.
You know, the other question that I would have, and if, yeah, I'm going to go on the negative side of this just for a minute, but the point I would make, well, and this is a common theme that runs through, how can we be sure the parents will make the right choice?
Well, that's very interesting. That's a question that comes up a lot, and if you look at states where they've done things like this, it really never becomes an issue. I mean, when it comes to parents come to their kids, they don't make because they might not be experts in education, but they tend not to make stupid mistakes.
Well, and they have an interest in their kid.
Yeah, they do, and it's a strong enough interest that you know, other states have looked at this: Florida, Mississippi, Nevada, Arizona. And it's just one area where the parents, this isn't to say that one or two parents might not make a mistake, but you compare that to what we have now, and it's a lot better.
I know. Well, is there, if you can get more information, can I go to Yankee Institute? Where can I go on this?
Go to our website, yankeeinstitute.org, and click on policy research, which is right there at the top, and it's the first study.
All right, doctor, it's a pleasure. Thank you for being on. Let's see what happens. It was brought up first, I think, in 2011, something like that, and died in the legislature. But, you know, keep trying. Hey, doctor, thank you much for being on.
Thank you, Ray.
All right, sir.